Hello, I'm Rowan Williams, and you're at post 18 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. As we've already heard, these chalk grassland slopes are the richest habitat in Britain for wildflowers. They contain more species of wildflower than any other habitat in Britain, and many of these plants, such as the orchids, have become very rare in our wider countryside. Of the more common downland plants, several well-known garden herbs can be found on this chalk downland, including marjoram, basil, and thyme. In the Middle Ages, farm animals were often slaughtered at the beginning of winter, and their meat was salted and stored so that it would last until springtime, by which time it was rather unpleasant to taste. Herbs such as those found growing here were therefore collected in the wild, and were used to improve the meat's flavour. The wide range of plants found on the downs leads to an equally diverse range of insects, the most colourful of which are butterflies. Happy Valley is home to over half of the butterfly species found in the UK, and in midsummer the grassland positively buzzes with insect life. Female butterflies lay their eggs on a small range of plants, carefully selected to be suitable food for their caterpillars, so that the plant life of an area determines which butterflies are found there. For example, the brimstone butterfly is common on the downs because its caterpillar feeds on the leaves of the buckthorn, a shrub which is associated with the chalk grassland. The brimstone has lemon yellow or white wings with distinctive points to tips and always rests with its wings closed, like a pale yellow leaf. It spends the winter hibernating as an adult and wakes with the first warmth of spring. It is often the first butterfly of the year to be seen on the wing, and is known as the harbinger of spring. The peacock butterfly has distinctive eye patterns on its wings, looking just like the pattern on a peacock's tail. Again, it hibernates as an adult, and so is one of the earliest butterflies to emerge in the springtime. In this field during the summertime, you can often hear the song of yellowhammers, which nest in the scrub at the bottom of the valley. The rhythm of their distinctive song is often characterised by the phrase, "a little bit of bread and no cheese," which was popularised by the children's writer Enid Blyton. The yellowhammer's song was also said to have been the inspiration for the first four notes of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. These lovely yellow-headed farmland birds have declined in Europe in recent years, and are now a red list, that is, severely declining species in the UK. It's hoped that targeted conservation measures, such as agricultural grant schemes and advice to landowners, will help to reverse this trend. To continue walking the nature trail, retrace your steps to the corner of the wood where you left post 17, again taking care when crossing the horse ride. Follow the edge of the field uphill, keeping the wood to your right, and follow the arrows into the woods to find post 19.